From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media that after ballot challenges and absentee vote counting, Democrats won two seats in the Ghent Town Board, and a Democrat and an Independence Party candidate won seats in Claverett. In Ghent, there were more than 100 absentee and affidavit ballots challenged November 22nd by the parties, but never brought to court. Democrat incumbent Pat Metheny won with 1,032 votes, and Democrat Kofi Zahn won her first term on the Ghent Town Council with 1,005 votes. Republican Craig Simmons and Peter Nelson Sr. finished out the running with 995 and 973 votes, respectively. In Claverick, Democrat Kathy Cashin won re-election, and George Dunce of the Independence Party also won a seat. They beat Republican Lisa Bowe and Democrat Ian Solomon, though vote totals were not released. You can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Neil Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that 93% of early voters in New York this fall said they would vote early again in a poll released on November 22nd by the League of Women Voters. Complaints from voters included wanting better polling locations near public transit and better training on new equipment and technology for poll workers. The poll surveyed 1,791 voters in 54 counties and at 239 polling sites. In the first year of early voting in New York, 1.9% of voters cast their ballots before Election Day. Rebecca Carballo reports for the Times Union that U.S. District Judge David Hurd on November 26 dismissed a lawsuit filed by immigration advocates against Rensselaer County and several Republican officials there. Rensselaer County Republican leaders this summer announced plans to give Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials information about those who attempt to obtain driver's licenses under the state's new Green Light Act. That provoked a lawsuit from the New York Immigration Coalition, Common Cause New York, Community Voices Heard Incorporated, and Citizen Action of New York. Their lawsuit was based on an individual plaintiff, Jennifer Benn. She alleges that the press release announcing the efforts to undermine the new law discouraged her from registering to vote through the DMV. Ben is a naturalized citizen and a legal permanent resident in her family, but she said she worried that ICE could mistake her family for non-citizens. But judge said that Ben did not have a, and I quote, concrete, end quote, argument, and that her fears were, and I quote, subjective, end quote, because her family members have legal status. But the judge also criticized the county officials. Hurd wrote, and I quote, "Nearly before the ink could dry on the Green Light Act's signature, Rensselaer had issued a press release that it could neither support or enforce. What good it hoped to accomplish through an empty gesture is unclear," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. The Daily Freeman reports about what is open and what is closed over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. County offices are where the main differences are. Columbia County offices are closed Thursday and Friday, while Dutchess and Greene County offices are closed on November 28th and opened on November 29th. And Ulster County offices are closed on Thanksgiving, and some are open the next day. Other closings, Amtrak is on a modified schedule both days. Banks are closed on Thursday and open on Friday. Dutchess Loop buses, there's no service on Thursday and a Saturday schedule on Friday. The federal offices are closed Thursday and open Friday. Financial markets are closed Thursday and open until 1 p.m. on Friday. Greene County Transit has no service either day. Mail delivery, there will be none on Thursday and regular delivery on Friday. Metro North has a special schedule both days. Schools are closed both days. State offices are closed Thursday and open on Friday. Trailways holiday schedule both days. And UCAT buses will have no service on Thursday and a Saturday schedule on Friday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a happy Thanksgiving Day and a pleasant tomorrow.